Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The announcement this morning, Jaden Daniels out indefinitely. Don't think he's going to be returning because most likely they are going to be in an awful spot by the time he's healthy. Boy, I mean, you know, Mariota the rest of the way. Oh, man. You said last week he sucks, and you are 100% correct. This is Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Paniana. We got Monday Night Football. Still some other stuff in the games yesterday we want to go over. We've barely touched KC Buffalo. That, obviously, the game of the week. We've got to get to that coming up. But first, Arizona at Dallas tonight. We'll break it down with Shea and Irving later on in the show in the final hour of the program. You've got the Cardinals off a bye as a road dog for the Arizona Cardinals. The number tonight, it is sitting, let's call it a juice 3 at most spots. BetMGM has it -3, $1.15. But some books have already gone to 3.5. I think others will probably head in that direction when you think about the action piling up on a Monday, and Dallas is one of those teams. Dallas is the team that's favored. It's probably going to end up being 3.5, but it is a juice 3 at most spots, and it is the highest total on the board. 53.5 at BetMGM. There are books that are 54.5. So it was a week that had a lot of high totals. If you start looking at those numbers, the high totals, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, that goes under. That closed 52.5. KC Buffalo also closed 52.5. That goes under as well. The Bears Bengals total never had a chance. There were 89 points scored in that one. So that one flew over the total. And then the Thursday game, that was a high total. That was under, right? That was another one of those under games. So the high totals this week that are in the 50s have been going under. We'll see about tonight. What do you think about this game, Sam?
I haven't done anything with it yet. We await the room. The room will give us 5 props that we can poke holes in later on in the show. I said this Friday, briefly, as we broke this game down, I've said this multiple times now, the Dallas Cowboys this year, in games involving them and somebody else, obviously, 60 points per game, 800 yards of offense per game on average. And this total opened 51.5. It's been bet up a little bit. Chris just moved to 54, but most books are 53.5. Why are you betting under? Unless you're thinking you're going to be contrarian. I don't know what you like about the under. Dallas can't stop a nosebleed, and their offense only scored in the low 20s last game, and yet the game still flew over because they gave up 40. So you would think Dallas's offense will regress to what it is and have a better game. I mean, considering they did not play well last week, they should play well this week. And Arizona is one of the most up-and-down teams in terms of pace. They just play so fast. And I know that turnovers can obviously swing any game, and we can have drives stall inside the 10 or inside the 5, and that would not be great if Dallas got stuffed at the goal line and then Arizona had to take over and then we play punt, punt, punt for a little bit. But these teams are very, very efficient offensively, and these defenses I don't trust. So it's a lean for me at over 53.5 at BetMGM. Mm-hmm. I would not wait because I think there's a good chance other books are going to go to 54. And I don't want people to, you know, land 34-20 and push or whatever. I lean over with the room already coming in on Dallas. It sort of makes you wonder, like, is Arizona going to win? But I don't love this game. I probably won't watch it. We got a million things going on in our lives right now. I probably will not watch this game. I did not watch the Sunday night game, for those wondering. And I do look forward to the Cowboy props that will be popular. Probably like a Pickens over on yards or a Dak over on passing attempts. Like, those will probably be in the room. But my initial thought is lean over. Might not do anything with it.
I'll probably watch it. Yeah, I'll watch it. Who the hell am I kidding? Like, if I'm not busy somewhere else, I have to be to escape reality. I will be watching the NFL. Huh. Okay, so let's talk about this number on the side. It's 2.5 all last week. The assumption is that Kyler Murray's returning from his injury after the bye, but you don't really know. You're not getting an update and all that. Okay, but 2 weeks to go away for is a significant amount of time. So there's this assumption. Then we find out on Saturday, no, Kyler's not going to play. It's going to be Jacoby Brissett. The line goes from 2.5 to now juice 3, probably a 3.5 when we kick off later today. The market is saying that Kyler Murray's a better quarterback than Jacoby Brissett. I don't think the Cardinals are saying that. I think Jonathan Gannon's saying that his better option to win the game is Jacoby Brissett. And there are numbers that would back that up. 221 snaps for Kyler, 107 snaps for Brissett. If you've watched them closely, they've been moving the ball better with Brissett. Metrics like EPA plus completion percentage over expectation. Brissett in the league ranks 13th, Kyler 20th. Just completion percentage over expectation. Jacoby Brissett's a top 10 quarterback in the league when he's been out there. It's a small sample size, but he's top 10. And Kyler's 23rd. Air yards. Is it just dump off city with Kyler? Yes, it is. It's 6 yards per attempt. And Brissett, it's going 8.3. Ranks much higher there. He gets McBride involved. McBride isn't scoring touchdowns when Kyler's under center, but he's scoring 3 touchdowns in 2 games when Brissett's under center. And then Gannon says, yeah, Kyler's not starting. It's health related. It's because of his health. But then he goes out and says, I don't know, he might have a role. Wait, what? What are you talking about? This feels like what we were seeing in Minnesota for a few weeks. This is some sort of a soft benching, I think. I mean, Kyler's been out for quite some time now, and he could have a role in the game, but he's not starting due to his health. Pick a lane. What the hell are you talking about? He doesn't want to hurt the fragile ego of one Kyler Murray. We know what that is. And maybe it's going to be the last year that he's going to be in Arizona. But I don't know. Just based on what their actions and what they're saying, it's telling me that they believe they have a better chance to win this game in Dallas tonight with Brissett under center as opposed to Kyler Murray. The market disagrees with the team, which I find kind of interesting. I do like the Cardinals. I know Paul Aspen likes the Cardinals. But with the week that I've had, if I like the Cardinals, that means you should be running to the window and saying Cowboys.
Nah, I would not lay it. I would take it before I would lay it, no doubt. I like Brissett. We had a game where they ruled Kyler out on Thursday or Friday. That was the game against the Colts that the Cardinals were in control for a ton of. They were catching 7 points or so and had a chance to win the game outright. I do trust the consistency of Brissett. Now, his ceiling isn't uber high, but his floor is not crushingly low. Mm-hmm. It's not a low where you think, oh, well, he's not going to move the ball. He doesn't really turn the ball over. He doesn't take a lot of calculated risks, and he protects the football. So I have no issue with it. We know that Arizona is going to be able to do whatever they want. They just have to convert inside the red zone. And if they do that, they're going to win this game because Dallas's defense just can't be trusted. They get pressure rate, which we talked about last week, but they don't get home. Like, sure, they create pressure, right, but they also leave guys wide open. And you're going to have the ability to move the ball down the field against this Dallas defense. How about Denver last week? Just did whatever they wanted offensively. 426 yards of total offense. And it was a balanced attack, too. They gave up 247 yards through the air and almost 200 yards on the ground, Dallas's defense. Mm-hmm. And it's not like we're big Bo Nix guys. I mean, I think this is an anti-Bo Nix show. So if Bo Nix can move it, the Cardinals can move it. Lean to the Cardinals for sure. Why are we not just betting the over at 53.5?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the final score of this game. I don't know. I really...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Turnovers? I don't know. Yeah, like what stops this? Turnovers might help it get there.
Let me give you some final scores. And again,
27-24 is a loser? I don't know.
I'm not trying to just play this game where we look at old box scores because that's lazy, but 44-24, 44-22, 30-27, 37-22, 40-40 against the Packers on Sunday night.
Okay.
Here's an under, 31-14. That was the game that CeeDee Lamb got hurt on like the first or second drive, and the Cowboys were just shell-shocked. 40-37 and 24-20 opening night against the Eagles, who are an under team for the most part. There's a lot of offense there, Joe. A lot of offense in that very small pocket of sample. 44-24, 44-22, 30-27, 37-22, 40-40. That's their last five games, Dallas.
Give me the score you think we're going to have. Not a prediction, just a score. Like, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
31-28.
Okay. The first score that came to mind for me was 30-27. Not killing the over, but it's kind of close.
Well, it's hard to kill an over when it's 53 and
when
a half,
it's that high. Yeah, we're still talking about nearly 60 points being scored in this game. Yeah, I do like a couple of props more than I like the Cardinals on the side or the total. I'll say that. So, Brissett, every quarterback except for Mariota has had at least two passing touchdowns against the Cowboys defense. It's between two and four. Do you want to lay $1.35 to go over 1.5 touchdowns? If you do, I think it's a fine bet. I don't have a problem with it. But if you don't, how's 22.5 completions for Brissett? Do you know every quarterback has had at least 23 completions against the Cowboys this year? Every quarterback that they faced. And this number is 22.5. I like that number. And I mentioned McBride gets involved more with Brissett. So last two games with Brissett, McBride's averaging 9 catches and 12 targets. He has 3 touchdowns in 2 games, 9 catches, 12 targets. When Kyler's out there, he was averaging 5.8 catches, 8 targets, 55 yards, and he had 1 touchdown in 5 games. So if you want to go with McBride prop, whether it's touchdown, which is plus money at plus 105, I like that due to the number of targets that he's having. See, they put it at 6.5 receptions. I don't want to go there because they make you lay a ton of juice on that. And as far as the yardage, that is 67.5. Some books already into the 70s. That will continue to climb throughout the day. Lowest number I see is BetMGM, 67.5.
The Brissett attempts one is interesting. I'm not a big attempts better or completions better. Yeah. You talked about completions, not attempts. But same thing, same ballpark.
I'd be right? fine with quarterback, either. Yeah.
Passing props. We're talking about the same script, essentially. It makes sense. And like, as I mentioned earlier, with the pressure that Dallas tries to bring fundamentally, if you don't get home, it creates such an opportunity for checkdowns or the middle of the field stuff. And it's better because Brissett, while he does throw a nice deep ball, in fact, there were times in New England when they would bring him out to throw the bomb at the end of the half and leave Brady on the bench because Brissett has a bigger arm. He's not necessarily a deep threat. When you think of Jacoby Brissett, you don't think of a guy whipping 30-yard passes down the field all game long. He's not a risk taker. He's a conservative, accurate quarterback. So I think that checks a lot of boxes for anybody looking to play his passing props.
Can't wait to hear Paul's bet on Marvin Harrison Jr. What's he got cooking up in the lab tonight?
Literally in the lab right now. It's very wild.
Bunsen burner timing. Moon. Yeah. I don't know what he is, man. I don't know. He's got 2 scores on the year, 396 yards. He had 58 yards last game with Brissett. So what do they set it at? 58.5. They don't know either. They don't know what he's going to do on a week-to-week basis. Still waiting for that first 100-yard game this year. He had 98 against Tennessee. I don't know. I'm not touching anything with Marvin Harrison Jr. Uninterested there. I think we covered it all, right? But you're thinking over. I understand your point of view there.
I lean over, but I am going to not watch a single second of it. I got college basketball in the mind. There's a game I'm going to have a bet on here at 11 o'clock Eastern between Bradley and the St. Bonaventure Bonnies. Let's
wait, a.m. or p.m.?
11 a.m. There's a game on right now. Or there was. Maybe it's Jesus. Over.
This is too
much. Yeah, Queens and Winthrop tipped off at 8 a.m. this morning.
Baseball ends. We go right to college basketball. I don't know if I'm ready for this. Joe O, Sammy P., we are ready for Case of the Mondays. That's on the other side. BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.